comes Roland's son's death, sad case. Police have offered their condolences after a coroner concluded a narrative verdict into the death of a boy, 7, given a morphine overdose by his mother. Antonia Cooper's son, Hamish, had been suffering from stage 4 neuroblastoma, a rare childhood cancer, when he died at his Abingdon home on December 1, 1981. Miss Cooper said her young son had been in a lot of pain by the end of his life and gave him morphine. She admitted this to the media before dying of incurable cancer in July last year. Today, February the 5th, Oxford coroner ruled that his death may have been hastened by morphine administered to him. Thames Valley Police have since released a statement. A spokesperson said, an inquest concluded in a narrative verdict that Hamish died in the early hours of the 1st of December 1981 due to acute anemia caused by neuroblastoma with metastases. The verdict concluded that Hamish's death may have been hastened by morphine administered to him. This very sad case was investigated sensitively by Thames Valley Police on behalf of the Oxfordshire coroner, following the death of Hamish's mother, Antonia, in July last year. And this coronial outcome concludes our investigation.